Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip-hop, cause it's classic hip-hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind, cause I'm the OMF posse, and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know, cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics are fat, and we're ready to clap, cause you suck at MC, soul out hip-hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Kool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck at MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You suck at sold out art form and selling to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an old man straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop,
cause that real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, yo, this is OMF. We back for another dope show. Yo, man, shout out, prayers out to the people that got killed in Boulder, Colorado, and prayers out to the family. And I'm like, I'm trying to say, we need to all get along. What's going on? This is just crazy, and this just madness just continues in America. So I guess shout out to them and to the people that passed away and got shot, man. This is crazy. But anyway, back to the show. We got a special guest in the line, Mr. Swag 360 from Bronx, New York, in the house.
Yeah, I'm on here. Yep.
Yo, what's up, man? So tell us, give us a little background on you and give us a little how you got into the industry and give us your a short background and who your influences in hip-hop is.
Well, I got in when I was about maybe 11. I started doing music, you know what I'm saying? I was going back and forth to school, though, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep your education up. But other than that, I really started taking it serious by like 18, 19, you know what I'm saying? And really just diving into every type of genre, you know what I'm saying? Hip-hop, rock, EDM, reggae, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I just been doing all of that. So my influences would really have to be just music in general. Like, I don't have a specific artist, you know what I'm saying? But just music in general, I love the like the the feeling it gives you, you know what I mean? Just to create it and just to be creative in my own lane. So, yeah, that's a fact. Originally, I'm from Bronx, New York. I'm out here in Atlanta right now. Rapid.
Yo, welcome to my show, man. We got my homeboy. I'm from Brooklyn. We from the Mecca
okay.
Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Crown Heights, Brooklyn, in the house. So welcome to the show. I just so honored to have my brothers that from the Mecca Hip Hop supporting my show. That's what time it is. Even though we don't live there no more, we still represent the Mecca Hip Hop. And coming from, now y'all the GOAT, man. Y'all the ones that started hip hop. So I want y'all give me a short synopsis on what hip hop is and where it came from, since you come from where it all started from. You the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? That's where hip hop started. The rap slangers came from there. The ones that started this shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. That you have to have rap flow talent and rap skills to make hip hop. So give them a little education on telling them about what Bronx, New York is all about and the Mecca hip hop.
Well, from the Mecca of hip-hop, I actually started out doing everything hip-hop. I was doing break dancing, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course, listening to hip-hop music. I was doing anything that had anything to do with hip-hop. And so I had to decide on which lane I wanted to, you know what I'm saying? But music was my calling. So I started studying the greats, you know what I'm saying? I started studying. I'm not even going to tell y'all who my top five is right now, though, because I want people to go and listen to my music and like, try to get the influence of who I listen to, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to give too much out too soon. But I started listening to the greats and studying the greats, you know what I'm saying, and just traveling anywhere I could, anywhere my bus pass could take me, you feel me? Seeing all the historic spots in New York and just writing about it, just diving in and seeing anything I saw around the neighborhood that was gritty and grimy. I'd be like, you know what? You know what I'm saying? I get to writing about that, speaking about that. And you know what? I became hip hop from that. Just from being from the Mecca and just seeing what I saw.
That's the time it is. And that's what I'm saying. We come from the concrete jungle, like Melly Mel said, like you said. You come from the Mecca hip hop. You come from the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? Melly Mel told us everything, how it is, and it's not sunny on his side of the block, you know what I'm saying, when he made the message, so you know what I'm saying. So that was the whole thing about the evolution of hip-hop, man, and I'm just proud to be representing our city, man, and we need to take back our rightful place, man, because we just ain't getting our respect that we used to have, man, and I'm just embarrassed and insulted, man, to see what hip-hop went and how hip-hop is now.
That's a fact. But there is hope, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a tape I'm about to drop called Hip Hop Savior. So that right there is, you know what I'm saying, that's going to bring some real hip-hop, some real content back to the table and show people, like, you know what I mean? It's not all about the women and the cars and the guns and the drugs, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm speaking real-ish on there, too. I'm talking about my life, where I come from, you know what I mean? My grandmother, my pops, my uncle, you know, real stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, make sure y'all dive into that Hip Hop Savior when that drops. That's coming out in about probably like a week, so, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. We take it back our art form. That's what it is. That's my whole thing. Because this is insulting to what the music. I don't even listen to popular music no more because it's just garbage to me, man. You know what
right.
I'm saying? It's not hip-hop to me. That's how I am, man. But I like to thank you for supporting the show, man. And I'm honored to have you here, man. And
I appreciate you for having me.
Because everybody like tripping on me, and like that's why I like to have y'all up there to educate these brothers on the real shit, man, because we the ones that know what hip hop is and where it came from. You understand? This ain't no documentary. This is real live in the effect on Blackout Radio. A brother from
right.
Brooklyn, from the Bronx. You understand where it all started at. Now
okay.
You want to know about hip hop? Ask him. This ain't no documentary. You know
right.
what I'm saying? He going to tell you how it is. We got a different story for your ass, too. You had to bust a flow on the corner before you got on the mic. Tell him how
that's
the shit
fact.
Is. You had to bust a flow. You had to have rap skills. You had to have motherfucking freestyle skills. I ain't talking about written. I'm talking about busting off the top of your head.
Right. A
That's how we started in the corner. That's what I'm saying. We need to come back and tell the true story because they ain't telling the true story. Ask the brothers on the corner how the shit started. We went to the damn show. You know what I'm saying? I used to go to fucking Hotel Diplomat and watch DJ Hollywood and Eddie Chiba Bus Flows before motherfucking Sugar Hill Gang. You understand me? Hip-hop was already out of the Bronx. Y'all don't know nothing about hip-hop. Hip-hop went around the world. Been around the world before Rapper's Delight. See, y'all don't know the story, boy. You don't know the heavy hitters in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? DJ Hollywood and Eddie Chiba. And Shaw Rock and Funky 4 Plus 1 and Mantronic. Mm. Y'all don't know nothing about hip-hop.
Let them know.
Treacherous 3. You know what I'm saying? Dougie Fresh. And, you know what I'm saying? Cold Crush Brothers. You understand? That Bronx. There you go. Not Queens. The Bronx. Queens. Not Queens. You understand? We got it all twisted. Queens wasn't running nothing. Let's get that straight. Man. Ask the brothers in the hood. Brooklyn, the Bronx, and Philly was running shit. Ask who the dopest rappers are and the MCs, where they come from. Queens ain't even in the picture.
Okay.
And I'm Brooklyn, New York, and you the Bronx. Tell me I'm lying.
That's a fact. You know, we do it for the love of it, like.
Huh.
I really like that.
That's what happened in hip hop. Nigga, hip to the hop to the hippity hop. That's what the fuck happened in hip hop. It's a jungle sometimes. It makes you wonder. That's hip hop. The funky 4+1. You know what I'm saying? It's going to funk you up. That's what hip hop was, man. The show. You understand me? W. Fresh. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, anyway, we're going to let that go. But anyway, we're going to play your song. You're going to play your song that you sent us, and then we're going to take some callers. So, Ed, can we play Swag's 360 song from the Bronx, New York, in the house? Play his song.
Can I just get you having food?
Oh no, we're the chosen ones for sure. They wanna love you down, cruise you through the town, show you around, freeze you up, rub you down, beat it up, eat it down. There's a limit where you're rolling, people love you now and always. You've been holding back and showing, girl, it's all. They wanna love you down, they wanna love you, love you. They wanna love you down, they wanna love you, love you, love you. They wanna love you down, they wanna love you, love you. They wanna love you down, they wanna love you, love you, love you. They wanna love you.
Yeah, I went back right there. Yeah. Yeah, what was the name of that song?
That's that Me One Love You.
Love You? Okay.
Yeah,
got you.
Yeah, Me One Love You.
Yeah. So where you got that inspiration to make that song?
Man, well, I'm half Puerto Rican, I'm half Jamaican. So, you know what I'm saying? I like to put my ethnicity out in the forefront as well, you know what I'm saying, with the hip-hop to kind of give a diverse feel, you know what I'm saying, like, give people that feel of they on a Caribbean island. Like, I was eating at a Bahama Breeze one day, and the music was just, boom, 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 you know what I'm saying, it was inspiring me. I'm like, man, you know what, let me put that out on the forefront and show people like that what that's about.
Yeah, that's dope, man. So we're going to take some callers. So can we take the first caller?
What's up, Omel Posse? This is Tupac Tina. How you doing today?
What's up?
We got Mr.
Swag 360 in the house from Bronx, New York.
All right, what's up with you, Mr. Swag?
I'm good. How you feeling? Tell the people where you from. What's your Instagram? How can we find you?
I'm from Raleigh and C. Y'all can find me at Tina Tupac on Instagram, TINATUPAX, TINA Tupac Jackson. On Facebook, Tupac Tina Jackson on Spotify, my bad, and Tupac Tina Jackson on YouTube.
Okay.
And it's T-U-P-A-T-I-N-A Jackson. Nothing, just working on some music. Still writing a little more.
Yeah, so what you doing with as far as your show? What's going on with your show?
I'm going to definitely be back on the air next month. Been going through some things, so I'll definitely be back on the air with Blackout Radio next month. I'll let you know what day.
Yeah, you keep in touch and you keep on sending your music to the show.
I definitely will. I should be sending you something next week, a new song next week.
Okay, we're gonna do that. We're gonna play your song because we family, the Blackout family in the house. You know
that's
how
right,
we do.
That's right.
We take care of each other. You know, we look out for each other. You know what I'm saying? Because when you win, we all win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And don't cost us nothing to look out for each other, man, and play each other's music. And that's the only music I listen to in my car anyway. So that's what I do.
Yeah.
I burn young music and play it in my car and be blasting and be people be like, yo, who's this? I said, y'all don't know nothing about this. I said, yeah, we got some underground talent going on out here. It's not on popular radio. But I play our music. That's what I play. I don't play popular music.
Yeah,
not
that's interested.
You know what I'm saying? I burn our music and play it in my house. Play our music in my house, too.
Okay, that's what's up. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to do this. What family do?
It's music, good music. That's what I do. I listen to good music. I listen to music I can relate to. You understand me?
Yeah.
That sounds authentic. You understand me? Got rap skills, and flow. You understand me?
Yeah,
I'm gonna check Tina Jackson out. I'm gonna check
you out.
Let them all know. Bust the flow
all
for all of them. You know what I'm saying? She busts flows too. You just don't know.
Yeah, I got one for you right now. Let's say
ahead.
That we hate it, but we the most great it. We ain't out here faking, we the most out here made it. We been through the struggle, but we got to know our hustle. Original gangsters get it out of the most. I come and pull it over, but I did a little bit. That was on top of the head.
Okay.
They helped us top of the head because we took people to the heads for dead. You know what I'm saying? That's what we talk about straight up from the city of New York City, where the shit ain't pretty. You know what I'm saying? All right. Ain't something on my side of the block because I've been real hip hop. You know what I'm saying? From the top. Nick Mack,
Tally. We appreciate you. We appreciate you calling in, Tina.
All right,
I
appreciate y'all.
Thing.
Let me call in.
All right.
Can we take the next caller?
415-216.
Yo. Yo, yo, who's this and where you calling from?
Yo, this is Sinister, man. Sinister Music from San Francisco, California. Checking in, man. Real hip hop going on.
Yeah, what's up? We got Swag 360 in the house.
Okay, Swag 360, man. What's going on with you?
What's good? What's good? I see we got Cali in the building. That's what's up.
Yeah, definitely, man. We in here, man. We listening, viewing. I got a couple homies viewing in and whatnot. Listening, what's going on, man? We want to hear some of your music or whatnot. Get a feel of you. You know what I mean?
Okay, appreciate that. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at MR_SWAGG_360. That's Mr. Swag 360 on Twitter and Instagram.
Definitely. Okay, and I got an R&B and hip hop magazine entitled Straight Up Magazine. It's a physical magazine. It's distributed to select stores nationally. And you can, contact me at, Google Sinister Music. Just Google Sinister Music, which is PSYNISTER Music on Google, and everything will pop up. If you want to get in there and do some advertising, I got the email up here and everything. And I'm working with OMF here, host, on several projects. So,
okay, Sinister Music. That's what's up. I'm going to check that out.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's the dope. He's the music behind All Meth Music and All Meth Posse Music. Yeah, he's the dope producer. Yeah. We doing some stuff, man, and some of the stuff I play our music on my show all the time. We got Dummy and Serious and what is the song? We're Talking Loud. We all produced all of those music. That's his production behind all them songs. So yeah, you get with him. He's a dope producer too. He makes beats too. You know what I'm saying? And he raps too. So he got a lot of hats. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. And I'm gonna keep tuning in. Check out the show, and I'm gonna sign off, man. And tell everybody peace, man. And stay safe.
I know you too. We appreciate you calling in.
Peace.
Can we take another caller?
Another caller.
Lock.
Yo, what's happening? What's up? Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Buddha Ali, man. Zone 24 TV. Covering the Oklahoma ticks. If you don't know what that is, that's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, man. Shouts out to everybody on the line, man. Just calling in. Shouts out to Omel Posse, Black Tear, man. L.A., San Francisco, Long Beach, Houston, Dallas, Miami, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky. Everybody out here worldwide, Canada, Vermont. You know how y'all get down? Y'all have everybody on here. Africa, you know what I'm saying? Kenya, Zimbabwe, Germany, Japan, Taiwan, Okinawa. Y'all be in there, man. Shout out, salute. It's your boy, Buddha.
They don't know.
Bro.
Tell them. They don't know. They better ask somebody. Tell them they better ask somebody.
Yes, sir.
They better ask somebody.
Already, man. It's going down.
They don't know.
Satellite and cable wire connected.
Yeah, we got flow for your ass, huh? They don't know. They got flow. They motherfuckers ain't hating on us because they talk about they don't want to call the show. That's okay. That's all right. That's all right. You hate it. You don't know what you're missing out on. So you're hating, though. Don't be no hater. But a shout-out to Buddha Ali for having me on your show, man. I'm so honored to have for you having me on my show last week. Man, I'm so blessed that you played that you had me on there to promote my show and everything and myself, man. I'm so blessed, man. I thank you, man, for sending all the people. And shout-out to you, man, for sending all the brothers and the sisters to me to play to be on the show, man. I'm so blessed, man. This man is...
Hey, salute, man. And likewise, same here, oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, True West Radio, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Black Eye Tier because Black Eye, DJ Black, Black Tier, the one put King Scratch and DJ Heavy Love together. They actually met right here on the Black Eye Network, you know what I'm saying? And they've been bumping their radio show for about 5 years. I'm just a co-host. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm doing now, but you know, shout out to True West Radio, True West Entertainment, man, representing California. Definitely be looking out, the compilation coming out, and check out the new movie just being dropped. You know what I'm saying? How the West Was Won, directed by Scotty D, the architect of West Coast Hip Hop, and DJ King Scratch from NWA, the first DJ. The Boys in the Hood is always on.
Sir, they don't know. They don't know. Tell them. They don't know. They don't know, man.
Already.
I'm so blessed, man. Thanks for thanks for putting me down with Scotty too, man. Cause I talked to him too, man. Doing that documentary, man. That motherfucker. Yeah, man. I'm just blessed, man. I'm so honored.
Hey, but check this out, old man. We gonna put y'all on sinners to the whole clique. Hey, it's just y'all gonna be in the movie too. It's like a 9-series deal. It's jumping, man. They're just going to be breaking down the West Coast habit from E-40 to y'all, all the way back to the Afrika Bambaataa, man. This stuff was real heavy, man. Back to the techno pop, all that. The cardboard
That's
drop,
what I'm talking
all
about.
It, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Let them know. Tell them the truth from the brothers from the street. You know what I'm saying? The brothers from the street. This ain't no documentary. This is the real deal. Brothers from the hood.
Real life, man. Real life civilization, man. Just like Kim in Egypt. Real life civilization, man. It's always going all the way back to Kim and with you. You feel me? Yeah, it's deep like this. So I salute y'all. I ain't going to take y'all for no more time. This is Buddha Ali Zone 24 TV. Hustlers Never Sleep. Buddha Hype Promotion. And already True West Entertainment. We in the building, man. Shout out to Black Tier, Omer Pops, and everybody else on the line, man. The list goes on. Fleetwood, Young Zeke, you know what I'm saying? My man, Ninth Legend down there in North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, Ninth Legend, man. Be looking out for him too, man. He also down there, man. So it's a big thing, Papa, man. Let's just stay unified, stay together, man. And anybody hate, we ain't worried about all that. It's all to the good, baby, because we ain't doing nothing but shine. You can't never close your eyes when we shine. You can't do nothing but close your eyes when we shine. And that's facts. I'm going to get out of here like that, man. Godspeed. Peace.
Hey. Yo. That's legend right there. The GOATs, man. That's what I'm talking about. The GOATs in hip-hop. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all don't know, but I asked somebody. Yo, can we take another caller?
Yeah, let's take another one.
Hey, what's going on? It's Tony Storm, man. How y'all doing?
We so blessed,
man.
What's up, man?
Swag 360 in the house.
You said what?
We got Swag 360 from Bronx, New York in the house.
What's going on, Swag 360? What's happening?
Tony, what's good, man? Let us know where you from.
Oh, man, Toledo, Ohio, man, south side Toledo, Ohio, man. But Ohio, man. We got some MCs here, some producers and stuff. I just wanted to call and say what's up, and if y'all was looking for any beats, man, to go to BeatStars and search Tony Storm on BeatStars, man. Check me out. I got some fire on there. And my Instagram,
okay,
I got beats and stuff on there, too.
What's your Instagram?
Tony Storm 419.
Okay,
Tony Storm 419. Yep. anywhere you search Tony Storm is going to most likely be me, you know what I'm saying, for the most part. Yeah, but I run my produce, working on my engineering skills and stuff like that. What, you an MC or what's going on?
Yeah, I do hip-hop, I do rock, EDM, reggae, I engineer my own, you know what I'm saying, like, all that, so we can definitely collab.
Yeah, for sure, we got to link up. What's your Instagram? I'm going to go and check it out.
MR_SWAGG_360. So it's Mr. Swag 360.
All right, I got you. I'm about to go check it out now. I got to go bust this move, man, so I got to get off this line. But I'm going to go check you out now.
All right, do your thing.
Yep. Y'all have a good one, man. Thanks, man.
All right.
All right, thanks. So, yo, can we play Pig Sway song Dribbling?
Round and round she goes, she's stirring the hair like she cookin'. She ain't no rookie. The way that she drop to the flow, I can't stop looking. That ass not real, then hook me. When she dribble that big old booty, slim thick little baby, a cute. She got that juicy, ooey gooey. Loving the way that she moving. My mind in these stats that I'm losing. Ready to buy her some Louis. If only you knew what that really do to me. I hit the ATM for the little booty fee. And then she wanna climb up the pole, it look like a booty tree. She going at ass and calling me Sadie. And feeling the way that I'm packing. I'm taking her home and go beating her back. And seeing the way that a nigga ain't lacking. Send love to the Grammy, hit my DM and say that she needed me back in. She like when I'm pulling her hair like a ratchet. She like when I put her legs in the air and go and just put in my back in. She trying to run when she squirts, she can't bear the climaxing. And I lick on her clit until she lose her soul, then I go back in. Yeah, she dribbling while she throwing it back. Sensational rhythm, drumming out long to her ass like an instrumental. I cross, twin cross, spin through the lane for late with all that jelly in her. In between my breadwinner, and I got her head spinning. While all these strokes making her ass dribble, good shot to be.
Back in the house with my boy Mr. Swag 360 from the Bronx, New York. Can we take another caller?
Yeah, but that last song, I need to get on a remix to that. Tell him to send me that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on that.
Yeah, I'm gonna drop it. I'm gonna send it to you.
That.
Yeah. Can we take another caller?
Yeah.
Yo.
Who's this?
Cali,
where you calling from?
Cali, the way we know. What's up, Michigan? What up, old mess? Good?
We got Mr. Swag 360 in the house from Bronx, New York.
From the BX?
Yeah.
Word up. That's what's up. That's what's up. It's from the BX. You know what I'm saying? Bronx keep on making it, right?
You already know.
You know what I'm saying? Criminal Minded, one of the dopest albums ever. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Well, my name's Khalid Doyle, one off from Flint. You know, before I get anything, man, I'm going to ask you a question. Swag 360, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, what was the song, you know, what was that song that got you into doing this? Like, what was the song that you heard that said, damn, I want to do that?
Damn, I always listen to a variety of music. And that's a great question, by the way. But I always listen to a variety of music, you know what I'm saying? So I can't really say...
Right.
Which song per se was like, yo, this shit right here, like, you know what I'm saying? But there was like always music in my life as I was a kid, as I was a baby. I used to rock myself to sleep listening to different types of music my mom's was playing and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? It was just always in me, for real.
Right. And I'm sure your mom's was playing you. It was all that East Coast real shit, right?
All that, like Mary J. Blige, so, everything.
Oh, man, what's the 411? I know she played some Nas. So, you know what I mean? All that. Exactly. My oldest daughter, she used to go to sleep to If I Ruled the World. She would, and if that played any, and if she was asleep, anytime that song came on, she would get up and come see, like,
mm-hmm.
watch the video or whatever. Yeah, so, like,
yeah.
I already know, like, you know, music is, especially hip-hop, man. Good hip-hop, man, is, you know, it resonates with kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can feel it in your soul, for real.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She ain't, you know, she was like 8 months old. She ain't really, wasn't even talking that good. But when that came on, Vibe of the World, she said, oh, man, you know what I mean? For real. But, you know what I mean? That's what's up, though, man, that you out here, you know, pursuing your dream, man. I salute you for that. For real.
Appreciate that.
And you're on the show with the mayor of hip-hop, OMF. That's the mayor.
Right.
That's the man, because he don't play about hip-hop, just like I don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's his baby. He's right. Like, you know, and we just trying to keep it going. You know what I'm saying, man? Anyway, my name is Khalid Doyle 1-0. Y'all can check me out on Facebook at Khalid Doyle 1-0, Carlos Khalid Doyle Johnson, Khalid Doyle 1-0 on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. I got a movie out right now called Born a Tomato, which is a hip-hop karate movie, you know what I'm saying, kung fu, hip-hop martial arts movie, and I have the soundtrack, Born on Tomato. It's also on all net outlets, Spotify, iTunes, all that. I have another album out called Born Identity, and then I have another album out called Def OJ, D-E-F-O-J. So all those is out right now on all streaming platforms, and like I said, check out my new movie, Born on Tomato, on YouTube. And like I said, it's a hip-hop kung fu movie, you know what I'm saying? And I use, like, my album as a soundtrack to the movie. So I'm doing, in the movie, it's videos plus a plot. So, you know, just something different that I wrote, you know what I'm saying, and directed and everything. So, yeah. And, you know, we got to keep hip-hop alive, man. Shout out to you, Swag 360 from the BX. It's always good to talk to a brother from the motherland. You know, I call New York the motherland. Of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
When I went to New York, I felt like I was at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want to leave. Like, it was the smell of it, just the whole atmosphere in New York is just, I mean, if you're really into the hip-hop culture, you know, that's like, you know, Muslims going to Mecca for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the energy
like, anytime I come to the East Coast, it's like, it's a whole different... Just anything, you know what I'm saying? The talk, the walk, you know what I'm saying? Diddy bopping down the ass, you know, all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm jealous right now, you in the BX, you know what I'm saying? I'm in Flint, Michigan, you know, home of the dirty water.
Damn.
For real.
Yeah,
man, keep up the crap. Yeah, it's getting better, so they say, you know, they ain't going to tell you the truth anyway. So, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Keep up the good work, man, and I'll holler at y'all next week. I got to get out here and go back to work. So, you know,
right,
shout out to... Yep, Carlito, A10, check me out. All platforms, Def OJ, check me out. Shout out to OMF. Shout out to Blackout Radio. Shout out to Black Cheers. Shout out to Ann Jules. Shout out to Mr. Run Tell That. Shout out to Keisha and the Royal Crush crew. And, yeah. And I'll holler at y'all next week, man. Keep the laws and keep the hip-hop all the time. All right,
stay safe, man.
For sure,
stay
man.
Safe,
Ron, man. I'm going to check you out. Love you too, man. Hey, Swag 360, I'm going to check you out. I can just Google Swag 360, right?
Yep, I appreciate that.
Bet. And I'll get you on your social medias and get me back when I hit you.
All right, Mr. Swag 360.
Mr. Swag 360, I'm on.
All right.
Have a good one. All right,
boy. Can we take another caller?
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, me, Rich. You already know what's going on.
What's up, man, Rich? It's been a while. What's up, man? This is my boy from Stockton, California, in the house. 13 years old, doing hip-hop. You got Mr. Swag 360 from the Bronx in the house.
Well, I just called to tell y'all that my new song, Rain, is going to be dropping Friday. Going to be posting a lot more on my page, like some memes and stuff. Yeah.
What's your social media?
My social media is Mirich, M-E-I-R-R-I-C-H, no underscores or nothing. And y'all can search me up on all the musical platforms under Mirich, M-E-I-R-R-I-C-H.
I think that's a
fuck. Yeah, you got a 13-year-old in the house making hip hop from the Bay Area. He's from Stockton, California, doing his thing.
It's great to see the youth on it, you know what I'm saying? Get it at a young age, that's what's up.
Oh, well,
we got young
Glenn
people making
it.
Yeah, we appreciate
you. Thank you for calling, man. And keep sending your dope music to the show. You know that. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Yeah. We got young people making hip-hop. That's the time it is. He got some dope music, too. I got to let you listen to some of his music, man. He got some dope music. Yeah,
I'm going to check him on.
Yeah, can we take another caller?
646-673. Yo, what's up, gents? What's good? This is Sean Soda, S6 Energy Drink, out here in the Harlem, running these streets. It's raining, but it's a pretty decent weather. How y'all doing today?
All right, what's up, man? We got another homeboy in the house from Harlem. We got Mr. Swag 360 from the Bronx in the house.
That's right. Next to 1520, the birthplace of hip hop. We all know that. If you all know your history, look it up. 1520, the birthplace of hip hop. Just want to shout out also to Blah TV. Yo, check out the interview we had with the legendary Melly Mel of the Furious Five. He talks some interesting facts about the early days of hip hop today. And other subjects. Look that up on Blog TV, the legendary Melly Mel of the Furious Five. Very powerful interviews he did, man.
The GOAT.
Oh, yeah. It was really deep, man. He talked a lot of subjects, man. You know, man, Pistol 60, he's still alive. I definitely remember back in the days I was a shorty when he did The Message, man. That was one of the most powerful, influential songs of hip-hop history, The Message. You youngins need to look that up. Look it up, The Message, Grandmaster Flash and Furious 5 on YouTube. It's crazy.
What about Beach Street? You forgot about
Beach
Street,
too.
Yes.
White Lines,
Yes, Beach Street. Talk about Beach Street.
Super rapping. I mean, you know, White Lines. We going on, baby. And he did that duet with Shaka Khan. I feel for you. And listen, he made a subject about Rapper's Delight. You got to hear what he spoke about. That was crazy.
Tell him the story. Tell him the story, God damn it.
He broke it down, man. He broke it down, man. He broke it down. Shout out to Brother Mel. That's right. He broke it down. You talking about that Sugar Hill rapper, man. Look it up on Vi. He has some interesting facts to say about that. And before I get off, man, also a big shout-out to my DJ and PR, DJ K. Nikki. She's still doing her thing. Check out social media, man. She's definitely building her brand with the DJing. Shout-out to my PR again, DJ K. Nikki. And also to my SX Model of the Month, lovely Destiny Kale from Belgium, lovely international model. And anybody want to catch me, you can catch me on YouTube, Sean Sutter, Essex Promotions. I did a little tribute to Biggie Smalls, little video I did. Check it out on YouTube. So, again, you know, shout-out to the partners of hip-hop. And like I said, y'all, check out that Vlog TV interview with the legendary Melly Mel, the Furious Five. And I'm Ghost.
That's the time it is. My boy from Harlem, New York.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, guys, look up that hip-hop museum they're trying to build 2023 in the Bronx. Look that up, Universal Hip-Hop
Museum.
I'm coming.
I'm definitely coming for that. I'm definitely coming back to music for that, for sure.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to check out that vlog, though, or Melly Mel, though, for sure.
Check it out, man. Check it out, man. I'll come out next week, and you give your perspective of the interview. He dropped a lot of serious topics about the hip-hop of his era and today. It's real deep, man. So y'all be out, man. Peace.
All right, peace, John.
All right.
Can we take another caller?
Yeah, let's do that.
818-217. Locked. All right, there's no more hands.
Say again?
No more hands up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing. I know the coronavirus is going on out here, so what you looking forward to and where you see yourself in the music industry in the next couple of years?
Who you asking that to? You asking me that?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Yeah.
I thought somebody was calling in. I could hear, like, something in the back.
Huh?
I thought somebody else was live. I could hear somebody in the back.
Oh, somebody's there?
I can hear.
Who's this and where you calling from? He's not saying nothing.
Yeah, they're not saying nothing.
Okay, so like I said, so where you see your music is and where you look forward to for the next year after this coronavirus is over?
Back to performing for real. Only thing, you know what I'm saying, like different from what's going on now.
So where you see your music going? So where you see your music going to be in the next 2 or 3 years?
Two or three years kind of far. Like, you know what I'm saying? My expectations is a little closer than that. But to answer that question, I say, like, I'm trying to get on the charts. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been underground for a while now, you know what I mean? But I'm trying to get on the charts now and really turn up, showing what's up.
Yeah. Everybody's trying to get into popular music, and it's so hard, man. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I know that's where you want to go. That's where everybody want to go. Eventually come back to popular music and having everybody getting a chance to eat. Yeah, we all looking forward to that. You know what I'm saying? But putting out your music, man, and just doing out your music and everything.
Now, I've been independent since day one. You know what I'm saying? I own all my masters, I own everything. That's what a lot of these artists gotta get up on too, owning your masters and really diving into the documents behind everything. People just think it's all music and it's fun and all of that, but nah, it's a lot of documentation behind everything. Like, you got to pay attention to what's going on.
Educate them. Tell them. You just ain't going to get on the mic. That's right. You just don't make music. You got to have your P's and Q's and everything crossed, just like you said. Hip-hop 101. They don't even have the basics.
like you said, the basis is mixing and mastering it and covering and publishing your music, only your music, like you said. You're doing the right thing, my brother, because you're the one that's to have the talent, so they're supposed to be coming, giving you money, not the opposite of the way around. So you keep doing your thing, man. You know, you sent us more than one song, right? Definitely more than one song, right? Mm-hmm. Yo, hey, can we play another one of his Swag, Mr. Swag 360 song that I sent you?
Oh, died. Hit us with the COVID-19 genocide. Unemployment the highest rate. Look up, the Most High is only testing you. Know what I'm saying? Keep enduring, don't never give up. There's always somebody doing way worse than you. Love y'all. Yeah.
Yeah, that was me. Woo. That was Almighty Samson 7 from Austin, Texas. Yeah, so Mr. Swag, I'd like to thank you for supporting the show and give us your Instagram and your links before we go. And I'd like to thank you for supporting the show and everything.
Man, I appreciate that. To find me once again would be Instagram and Twitter at MR_SWAGG_360. And I actually just made a Snapchat. My Snapchat name is MR_Swag360. So MR_SWAGG360. I appreciate you.
And thank you, man. An honor to have you, man. And we're going to get together, man, and keep hit me up on Facebook and Instagram on All My Posse. You already know.
I appreciate you, Blackout Radio, my guy Eddie Powell, everybody over there, Blackout Radio, man. I salute you. I appreciate that for real.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. And thanks a lot for supporting the show.
Peace. All
right, peace. Yeah, this is OMF and I'll talk to y'all next week. Y'all have a good one and a safe one. Talk to y'all next week. OMF, I'm out.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip-hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip-hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip-hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip-hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip-hop. Cause it's classic hip-hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF Posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we come in with our flow. Come in with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fast and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, sold out hip-hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They so